This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
In the studio here today, we've got Angelo, who is from The Bleeders. The Bleeders are about to celebrating their 20th anniversary of their iconic debut record, a Bleeding Heart EP. The band will be performing their album in its entirety, along with all the classic hits that fans have come to know and love. After a successful return to live shows in 2022, The Bleeders are ready to finish what they started and keep the party going. Originally released in 2003, a Bleeding Heart EP has become a staple for fans of alternative music and punk rock in Aotearoa. So join the band as they pay homage to this essential record that has stood the test of time and cemented their place in New Zealand's musical history. In the studio today, I have Angelo, The Bleeders' leading vocalist. Hello, Angelo. How are you today?
Kia ora. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too. How are you doing, man? Are you excited for the upcoming shows?
Man, I sure am. We always love coming to the South Island, and we've been to Dunedin in over 10 years. I'm absolutely frothing, like, love Dunedin. Oh my gosh, Otsi Potsi. I'm down.
I can imagine. Hey, it's excited. So exciting. Bit of a crowd down we've got down here.
Absolutely.
Firstly, I would love to know how you guys met and at what point did you decide, yo, let's just come together and start a band?
Me and the drummer have been close friends for 25, 26 years. So we go way back from other bands and just hanging out, friends, and the music scene up in Tamaki Makaurau. Kind of from there, I'm trying to think, like, our guitar player, Hadley, he was good friends with Gareth, our bass player, so
cool.
We sort of said, oh, Hadley, you want to jam? He brought in his friend Gareth. And then Ian was the odd one out, so we're all from Waitakere, West Auckland, and Ian was a North Shore boy. And he played in a band called Malcontent, and we went and saw them play. And Malcontent were doing the kind of music we wanted to do, already kind of that style, and they were sort of starting to wind down. So we just poached them, and yeah, the rest is history, man. Just old friends wanting to do something fresh and different. And 20 years later, probably what we're doing is not different, but back to 2002, 2003, what we were doing was different back then.
Yeah, that's sick. That's quite the story you've got there. I was actually just going to ask, you guys are super accomplished now, having won Best Breakthrough Artist and Best Rock Album in the 2006 New Zealand Music Awards, as well as touring overseas, to name a few. Did you anticipate any of this when you started?
Nah, no way. All you want to do is just play a cool show in your local town. Maybe, you know, growing up in Tamaki Makaurau, it's like, oh, we'll do the roadie to Hamilton. Maybe we'll get down to Wellington. I would have never in my wildest dreams I would ever even play the South Island, because the background I came from, which was like hardcore punk, there was no scene down there. So
to be able to go down
the South Island for the first time about a year after we formed was just like amazing, and then the rest of it just kind of followed on from there. So we're absolutely lucky to have been able to do all the things we've been able to do.
Nice, that's sick. Yeah, and as I said, you've said before, the next show is in the 5th in Dunedin. Do any of the crowds, do you think, differ from one another? Do you notice at your shows throughout history?
What about the crowd? Say that again, I didn't miss that.
Do any of them differ from one another, like when you play
absolutely.
In Dunedin?
Absolutely, that evolved.
Auckland.
So when we started, it was rented crowds. So when we started, it was like our friends and the hardcore scene.
Yeah.
You know, even though we weren't playing really like hardcore, they supported us because we were their buddies, and, oh, we'll go check out the Bleeders. They're doing something a little different. And then we sort of, I guess we got on the radio. And then I guess back then there was TV stuff like C4 and Juice.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
opened us up to a different market. So probably like maybe 1 to 2 years in, we really crossed over. A crossover crowd of regular alternative music fans that were maybe in the clique, which is cool, you know. They're not in the clique, they're just people who love music.
Yeah, of course.
And then that grew to coming down to Dunedin and playing, and kind of playing at Refuel a bunch, like for the university orientation gigs.
Sure.
That, yeah, kind of crossed us into the university crowd. So very, very diverse crowd, and
what
awesome.
You love to see.
I couldn't celebrate that more, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you do notice a lot of youngins coming in, enjoying it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all old now. We're all
no, not
late
old.
30s, early 40s. So most of our crowd is our age, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is a sprinkling of new, younger people coming through. I guess they kind of do their homework and see what bands were paving the way 20 years ago, and I guess we end up on that list somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
So it's very cool.
No, that is sick. You've got a ridiculous amount of shows under your belt now, of course. Do you think this tour will be different to the others?
Different?
I don't know, just like the new crowd, new anything. Obviously, you haven't been releasing music for a while. Do you expect to release any music in the upcoming months or years?
Yeah, we released the new record in 2019, actually.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, look, COVID kind of blew that. I think any bands that were like releasing new music around 2020 kind of suffered from COVID. So that kind of almost is like a deep cut record. People just don't know it because we didn't get to tour it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there'll be new crowds. There's always new crowds. We always see new, younger audiences coming through. But then also, I guess because this is celebrating 20 years, there'll probably be people coming out of the woodwork as well. Like, no doubt, I can say it, I'm not ashamed of it, but no doubt there'd be people who are fans of our first record and maybe didn't like us when we signed to a major and the music progressed. Those people might come out, like, you know, that classic.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I like the Bleeders. I like the first record. So maybe those people will come out.
Yeah,
that'll
be
cool.
There'll be a range, I'm sure. Really excited for the show, by the way. Also, what I read a quote that I found online, Real Groove Magazine said of the Bleeders that you guys lack a sense of exclusivity that confines so many bands to their clicky pigeonholes. If you buy a Bleeders album or go to a show, you're in the gang. No further questions.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
that still holds true. I love that. Because we did. But those of us that came from hardcore came from a clicky scene. I love hardcore music, but it can be clicky. And
of course.
That's something I found refreshing when we sort of branched out and made new audiences. It's just, you're in, man.
Cool.
You're one of us. Sing along, have fun. Doesn't matter, black, white, gay, straight, trans.
Excellent.
You know, it doesn't matter where you're from, man. Come and have a good time with us because there's no egos at a Bleeders show.
Excellent. I love that. I love it. Am I part of the gang now that we've done this interview?
Sure. You know, come along on Friday if you can. We'll put you on the door and you can experience it.
Would love to. Also, I was wondering, have you seen anything weird at any of the shows you've played at? Like, what's the weirdest thing that you've seen or heard in the crowd or just even
Man. Yeah, we've had a few funny stories. One that's kind of weird and kind of gross, but it is what it is one time when we were touring and we went to New Plymouth, and at the time New Plymouth didn't have a lot of venues.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were playing at a place called the Crave Club, which late in the evening that acts as a strip club.
Oh.
So we were like, all right, well, we'll play at a strip club. It's our concert, you know, it's not going to be a strip club when we play.
Yeah.
And then we hop on stage and, a few people hopped up on stage.
Oh, no.
It's pretty crazy.
I can imagine that sounds
like pretty crazy, a little bit gross, but a bit of a laugh, whatever.
Yeah. One of my last questions. I would love to know which song out of the EP is your favourite to perform.
Man.
Hard question, hey, there's so many bangers.
I'm going to say All That Glitters. All That Glitters is in the middle of our EP. It's a song, this shows how old we are, so just, I've been spending some time living in New York and I just got back New Zealand not long before we formed the band, and sort of disgruntled at what was going on with President Bush and kind of like the war on terrorism and all that, and I kind of wrote a song about sort of looking at what's really going on. I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but it was about looking at the big picture and knowing that there's big problems at hand and what can we do to rise above it and be better.
Awesome.
That still resonates with me as the world changes and we go through so many different changes, that song still speaks to me.
Yeah.
Also, we are re-recording that song next week in Te Reo Māori.
Oh, sick! Anthem. That'll be mean!
Yeah.
I'll make sure to play it on the show. I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, man, thank you.
No worries. Unfortunately, I can't play All That Glitters today because it is a bit explicit, but I will be playing She Screamed She Loved Me, which I also love from you guys.
Thank you.
No worries. But yeah, thank you so much, Angelo. I hope you have a mean tour, and happy birthday to the Bleeding Hearts EP.
Yeah, thank you. I just shout out that there's like literally like 8 tickets left.
Sweet.
If you want to come, yeah, you want to come on Friday, anyone listening, man, just like under the radar.co.nz. Otherwise, if you turn up on the night on the door, you may miss out.
Yeah, excellent. I will mention that again later in the show. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
No worries. See you later. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Was a f***ing Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.